It's hard for airlines to plan what flights to keep or drop right now. Not only has the pandemic cut off most airline traffic, the passengers who do fly are playing it tight. Fran Strebing is the deputy director of the Central Illinois Regional Airport. Strebing says vacationers are waiting until the last minute to buy tickets.
We are definitely seeing leisure traffic in very short booking windows. People are making decisions, I think, holding off on the vacation decision of whether to drive or fly very shortly before they actually book.
Strebing says the effect is airlines have trouble deciding what routes to fly.
The airlines are struggling with controlling capacity and trying to determine what to put back in and take back out based upon very little advanced bookings.
And those decisions are more important now than ever when overall passenger traffic is already so low. Strebing says the airport in Bloomington did have a small increase in traffic in July. A lot of the progress continues to be flights to Florida, but Strebing says the improvement is relative to the previous month, not so much the same month last year before the pandemic.
For the month, the airport was down 65% overall in total passenger traffic. That, of course, was actually a better result than June, which was at 75%, and May, which was at 85% down.
April was the pandemic low point for passenger traffic at the airport in Bloomington, down 98%. Airport officials spend a lot of time trying to figure out whether the airlines will keep flights. Delta, for instance.
Delta, as an airline, is keeping their loads at 60%. They have pledged to do that, not indefinitely, but I believe through September.
When a jet is only 60% full, it's hard to make money flying that route. Strebing says the Allegiant average load factor is about 53% system-wide. Flights to Orlando are pretty strong. A new route from Bloomington to the Panhandle beach town of Destin, Florida, wasn't as strong last month. It started June 4th. Strebing says that short notice didn't let the airport market the route. Then Allegiant changed the schedule to a 9:45 p.m. departure and a late-night arrival in Florida. That hurt, she says. The seasonal route to Destin will end soon, and the airport will talk with Allegiant about next year. Strebing says American Airlines cut some flights from Bloomington, Chicago, then brought them back in July, pulled them back out, and says it will bring them back in September. Strebing says the on-again, off-again schedule hurts traffic because passengers can't plan. All of this tends to be leisure travel. She says there's not much business traffic at all. In a word, the airline world remains volatile. I'm Charlie Schlenker.